This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. According to Hamas-run government officials, Israeli airstrikes hit a refugee camp near Gaza City for a second day in a row on Wednesday, which they say caused many deaths and injuries. VOA's Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
Israel says that several senior Hamas people were in that refugee camp and they were targeting them, especially one who was one of the planners of the October 7th massacre in which several thousand Hamas gunmen came into Israel and killed some 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Israel says it had told civilians for several weeks to leave that area, knowing that was sort of a stronghold of Hamas and that Israel was going to bomb it. There were many deaths. We're talking about probably several dozen killed and maybe more.
VOA's Linda Gradstein. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, or UNRWA, visited Gaza on Wednesday for the first time since Israel started bombarding the strip on October 7th. Following the deadly attack by Islamist group Hamas.
I never ever have seen something similar in Gaza when I came before after conflict.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini, who earlier this week warned the UN Security Council that Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip were being subjected to forced displacement and collective punishment. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration said American citizens began leaving the war-hit Gaza Strip on Wednesday after weeks of U.S. diplomacy involving Egypt and Qatar. An Egyptian official said 335 foreigners and 76 wounded Palestinians were allowed to cross into Egypt on Wednesday